The rules already approved by the Department of Natural Resources board a month ago would cut back on phosphorus discharge from point sources like food processors or paper mills and non-point sources like farms. Environmental groups backed the change, saying that lakes and streams are unsafe without it. So does Rick Carlson, whose family runs a restaurant on Castle Rock Lake. He told the Committee of State Senators that algae blooms drive away potential customers.
Daily in the summer, families come to the beach, run down to the water, turn around, get back in their cars. Where they go, I don't know. All I know is that business that they might want to come in and buy an ice cream for me or a soda or have dinner is lost.
But the industries that would be regulated are fighting the proposal. Nick George is president of the Midwest Food Processors Association. He says his members release phosphorus into the water supply when they wash vegetables. George says this rule package will be expensive, and he rejects the idea that if the state does not move to curb phosphorus, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency will.
I guess I see the EPA threat as a hollow threat, and perhaps I'm wrong on that. But I think that right now this bill has the potential to put a lot of jobs in jeopardy, and I don't know if it's worth it.
Two state Senate panels heard testimony on both phosphorus rules and could decide to make changes to the plans. But the way the state rulemaking process works, they could also decide to do nothing, and the rules would automatically take effect in early September. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.